We are indeed in interesting times. We've just come through the referendum, so give you an idea of when I'm recording this message. And universally, the church included, the whole of the British nation is up in arms and terrified and fearful. The Lord is shaking. Once again, he said, I will shake the heavens and the earth. And the church is being shaken. The only thing that cannot be shaken is the kingdom. And it's a good litmus test here that we're seeing of where we are in our trust in his sovereignty, in his knowing what he's doing, in his knowing what he's allowing. And there are quite vicious tongues even within the Christian community being raised against the various protagonists in the fight. Beloved, it ought not to be so. Our hearts should be at peace and at rest, knowing that our God reigns. But we're so anchored into the world and its ways that the moment the financial system, the political system appears to be crumbling, we are in terror like the unbelievers. Where does that put us? On sand. We're building on sand. You remember the man who built on the rock and the man who built on the sand? If there's any lesson for leaders in this whole issue that's just come to pass, it is that you must teach your people to hear God for themselves, to develop their own relationship with him, so that their roots might go down deep in him, not in the local fellowship, but in him. That's the only place of security. Then when the rains come and the floods come and the storms blow, they'll be secure. This whole thing should cause leaders just to ask themselves, where am I leading my flock? God bless you as you think about this.